Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batre, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death, twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater, a man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Craig 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything, most of the time, also the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay.
Hey, all right.
Everybody calm down. Nothing like cheering to warm your soul, is there?
I like that.
I also like chocolate cake to warm my soul.
So you guys all, what do you think of this new look again, where I've shaved my beard and mustache off and now look younger and hotter?
Okay. You look... Correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody can see you.
No, they can't. I'm expecting you two to tell everyone how good I look.
You look at least 6 months younger.
Let me say this. I on my news feed on Facebook, it popped up like 12 years ago, Craig Johnson giving an award to my daughter Gina on her graduation, and you were clean shaven then. And my thoughts are, anything that hides some of your face is an improvement.
Yeah. So I grew that beard out for King Triton and Little Mermaid. And then as soon as it was over with, I'm like, I cannot wait to get rid of this thing. And I shaved it off. And then I looked at myself in the mirror after having had that beard for 6 months. And I'm like, yikes, that's terrible. Is that what I always look like? And I immediately started growing it back out again.
Good call. You're going to go to, thanks. You're going to go to the grave now with a beard.
Yeah, likely.
Ah. So, I was wanting to talk about Gina getting an award. She got the, the David Johnson County Entertainment Company Award, right?
That's the one.
But it did not come with a trophy.
No, it came with a certificate and a check, I think.
And it came with a check. The check part is okay, but it seems to me like there should be a trophy that comes with any time you give an award, there should be a trophy.
You like all the trophies you used to have in your office, Rick?
Yes, and that was my question. You know, I collected trophies, and I will freely admit that I did not win all those trophies, that in my life I won a grand total of one trophy for being an stage MC. And then turn that into a career of emceeing young women on the stage, which I was really good at.
I thought you were going to talk, meant that it pivoted into a career of being just some legal mouthpiece in public court.
That's happened too. My question for both of you, and I'll start with you, Johnson. Ever win a trophy in your life?
I won a medal once.
What was that for?
We won a hockey tournament.
No. Was that couldn't have been part of school.
No. This was after we had graduated. We won a hockey tournament. We played at Union Station in St. Louis.
And what you do, go out and buy yourselves all a bunch of trophies or what?
No. We won. We were the best team.
That's participation, participation medal. All right. What about you, Alan? Trophies.
Gosh, let's see. I got for some Macoupin County race.
Oh, yeah. We were in some race back years ago.
Like a cannonball run?
Macoupin County Health Department. It was a foot race, not an auto race.
Oh.
No, it was it was like a 5K? Was it 5K?
Well, you had different categories. I think you had a 1 mile, a 5K, and a 10K, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the Ringhausen brothers all ran in the 1 mile version.
Right. And nobody else did.
No, except little kids. Because I think Brad won it. Didn't Brad win that?
I won it.
You won it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's some guy whose kid you beat some little kid out for it, was kind of whining around that you should give him your trophy.
No, that was a different year. That was a different year when Brad did win it.
Okay, so Brad did win it.
Yeah.
And then some guy was trying to grief him into giving a trophy.
Right, and what that guy didn't realize was Brad wasn't giving up anything. He ran into a similar situation at Busch Stadium 1 year. When he dove for a home run in the bleacher seats, and Brad
he snatched it out of the glove of some 12-year-old girl,
and some guy was there with his kid who had a ball glove and said, "Would you give the ball to my son?"
The answer to that was,
"Well, Brad did not drop the ball." But he did drop a few expletives.
he dropped the bomb.
And there was like a 5-year-old boy learned a lesson in life that day.
Yeah, about a 30,
none other than Dr. Ferd.
I was gonna say a 30-year-old guy learned a different lesson.
It was a psychology lesson.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question I got. Remember about a month or two ago, the Indy 500 ran? Like, closest race ever.
Closest race ever. That guy that lost this year lost by like a half a second or something like that.
Yeah.
But he also lost by a half a second the year before.
Yeah, a little more than half a second the year before, but real close, yeah.
You know, like, just like 2 seconds, and he could have won the Indy 500 twice.
Yeah. Okay, here's my question. What's the Indy 500 trophy called?
Good Lord.
Johnson.
It's got a name?
Yeah, the BorgWarner.
Oh.
The thing that strikes me about that Indy 500 trophy is, you know that if you win, they put your face on it?
No.
Yeah. If you look at the Indy 500 trophy, it's got the faces of every guy that's won that race. I was going to say every man and woman, but no woman's ever won it. And but they put your face on it. But what that means
is that somebody hits you in the face with a piece of metal and gets that imprint, and then they shrink it down and attach it to the trophy.
Yeah.
Just like that Bob's cartoon.
I'm sure that's how it's done. No, what it means is that you don't get to keep the trophy.
If I get to keep it that year.
Yeah, big deal. You know, the Blues won Stanley Cup, what? How many years ago has that been?
7.
Is there any proof of it anymore?
That didn't really happen.
Oh, it happened.
It was like man walking on the moon. It didn't happen.
Oh, it happened.
They don't have a trophy to show for it, though, do they?
Well, not in a trophy case, so to speak. But
in their hearts, is that what you're about to say, Johnson?
No, it's on the trophy. They just don't get to keep the trophy.
How much would it have cost to make a replica of it and keep one in St. Louis?
Exactly. Nothing.
Rick was paying nothing for those cheap trophies he was putting on the shelf in his office.
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much. It's the Stanley Cup. You know, they could make a replica for probably $200 or $300 and give it to him.
Brad made a replica and wore it on his head.
Huh?
They get rings.
And wore it on his head.
I don't care if they get rings or not. You know, you win the World Series, you get rings, I grant you, but you also get a trophy. You win the Super Bowl, you come home with a trophy that you keep.
You can go out and buy replica rings for Super Bowl, World Series, Stanley Cup, any of that. I could have one of those in like 10 minutes. I could be wearing one of those tonight.
With polish.
Go you don't want to know. Bar.
I got my Olympic ring.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A medal. When you win the Olympics, you get a medal, right?
Yeah, but you have one.
You'd think he'd know that.
I wear a ring. Olympic ring.
You had the medal made into a ring, or they got
both? You want to see my tattoo?
I don't want to see your tattoo. I don't want to see anything on you. You know that one episode we talked about Johnson's tattoos? He never told us what the tattoo was, did he? That just went off into the void.
Yeah, it did go off into the void. People have been wondering for months what that other tattoo is.
Yeah. You going to tell us, or is that still going to stay a state secret?
It's a hockey puck exploding out of my arm with a blue note on it.
I was thinking exploding out of something else.
Is it really? Really?
Yeah. Talking about hockey pucks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the Blues win the Stanley Cup, but they don't have a Stanley Cup to keep for it. They had to give it up the next year, and God knows how many years it'll be before they get to see it again, probably 30 or 40.
Probably, yeah.
Now, every year a team wins Stanley Cup, they put the whole team's name on the cup, don't they?
Right.
And when they run out of space, they put another ring on the cup, don't they? They just make it like one ring taller?
Yeah, but there's something like... At some point, it gets too tall, and they'll take a layer of that off of so many rings, and then that goes to the Hockey Hall of Fame. I don't know the exact rules that go along with that, but they do take a section of that off. So, like, the old people are not on the trophy anymore from whenever, the 20s or what, you know.
Hey, you know, when they had the Stanley Cup championship and St. Louis won it, and all they filled the Stanley Cup with beer, and they all started drinking out of it. No way!
What? You wouldn't do that.
I would have none of that business.
Why?
I would say if they'd filled that cup.
Other people drank out of it. I'm not drinking after other people.
If they'd filled the Stanley Cup with beer and passed it down the stands, Brad would have drank out of it.
I drank it all. No so, way. There could be anything in there.
So let's go back to a vote. Do you get to get an individual Stanley Cup when you win the Stanley Cup?
I think if the team wants you to have them, the team could pay for those.
Okay, St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series how many times?
13?
13, something like that.
I think, something
and
like
that. There's 13 trophies in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. Every time you win, you get one. You got proof. You don't have to just give it up.
I thought it was 11. I thought they won 11.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, my God.
I think Johnson's probably an idiot. But, probably. You know, when...
wait a minute. What? We're what, 10 and a half minutes into the program before Rick called one of us an idiot. Okay.
Right.
Do I get a trophy for that? When Dennis wins the best cider in the state of Illinois, he doesn't get to keep that trophy, does he?
No, they pass that around.
Like the Stanley Cup.
I drink cider out of it.
The national cider champion passes the trophy around just like it's the Stanley Cup or the Borg Warner. Whoever wins it gets it for that year.
Hmm.
Does the national cider championship cup, loving cup, have a name?
The Ringhausen Cup.
Why is a big trophy that's in the shape of a cup called a loving cup?
That's a great question. And the answer, and I know you're not going to believe this, but it's 100% true, is that what's that face for? The 100% truth part is that it was named for a guy named Fred Loving. Whenever they did whatever sport he was involved in, he designed the cup, and they call it a Loving Cup.
Craig, fact check that, please.
What?
I was just fact checking the Cardinals wins, but I think you guys cheated. You knew it was 11.
Well, that was the only reason I remember is because of the mnemonic device of 11-11.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And the reason we should have had 12 though, right?
And the reason I was remembered is that I was a genius.
Who was that? Don Dinkinger blew that call.
Yeah. In 1985.
Yep.
When they got robbed.
Yeah. Oh well. Should have been 12.
I know. Should have. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Now, when you were talking about, when Craig here was talking about going trophyless through life.
Yeah.
And at one point having won a medal. Remember our cousin and neighbor, Chuck?
Chuck Greenhausen, yeah.
And he used to come on the school bus and he would have his medals that he won in wrestling.
Yeah.
But it was like two dudes embracing each other.
Yeah, I kind of remember that back in the insensitive days that that children were impolite to him over those medals.
Yes, they were.
And to where he stopped carrying them.
Right. And I think then they kind of went from wrestling medals to where, you know, you'd have a wrestling, you'd have a letterman's jacket with the letter from your school on it. And the wrestlers, instead of having their awkward looking medals, would actually have like a pin, like a safety pin on their letterman's jacket for each of the pins that you won during the
wrestling. That's good.
Yeah.
Like in those some of the colleges will put a mark on your helmet for every tackle you make or every touchdown you score.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Well, I think that's a great idea. The Olympics, when they give you a medal, do you know that every Olympics grinds out a different medal, that they're not the same medal? Every Olympian gets a different type of medal.
Yeah,
depending
on
their...
last Olympics, weren't they like breaking?
Yeah, they were like real cheap.
If when, I was going to get...
Where was the last Olympics held?
I'd like to have one that's chocolate.
The last Olympics? Where were they held? Is that what you just asked? That was that Winter Olympics in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
But, they were like made out of chocolate, I think. And they would just melt or break whenever you bit into them.
I wouldn't mind having a chocolate medal.
Or a chocolate tea medal.
I forgot to mention... Yeah, I said I won one trophy. Actually, I have a trophy wife too.
Here we go.
So that's two.
She doesn't even listen to the podcast. Why are you sucking up to her?
Right. What's the point here, Rick?
Because she's on the other side of the door.
Oh. And she might be so interested in words you're saying that she'd have her ear up to the door with like a cup.
Ooh, I wonder if Rick's going to talk about me on this podcast.
She didn't have to marry me. She knew what she was getting.
Uh-huh. And the dead silence.
You know, if you go to like a high school trophy case, it's pretty rare you don't have a high school that doesn't have a whole bunch of trophies. Cause,
you know the trophy I used to love? Basketball. Like
it's shaped like a full-size actual basketball.
Absolutely. Those were the best trophies ever.
I agree. 100%. Have any of them at Calhoun Johnson?
Yep.
I know because my dad earned them.
He would say the same thing.
Yeah. The old man, I don't know if you know this or not, he was a world-class champion basketball player.
Was he?
Oh, God. Was he? I'm guessing his ears just popped up right now because someone's talking about Joe Ringhausen playing basketball.
And he was the self-proclaimed ball hog.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's funny. He wasn't any taller than us, so he had to be. I'm the giant of the family at 5'8". So the old man couldn't ever have been any taller than 5'8". But he was, like, really, really good. Apparently, he had the moves. And, like, when we would play him out in the packing shed, the old man could float to the rim.
That was his cover-up for traveling. I was floating. You couldn't really see the closet touching the ground anymore. It says a totally acceptable move. Yeah, you know, if you watch professional basketball or even the NCAA tournament, when's the last time you saw somebody called for traveling, even though it happens constantly?
Every single play. Yeah, they don't. They quit calling traveling pretty much, unless you literally just grab the ball and run down the court holding it.
I think they give you 3 steps now.
Is that like what it is?
Leonard Skinner.
Turn it up. Whenever you hear the song, give me 3 steps. What am I thinking of? Sweet Home Alabama. When you hear Sweet Home Alabama start, you hear that opening lick, do you automatically go, turn it up?
Turn it up. Yep.
See how I explained that to Suzanne yesterday when we were driving in the car. That song came on. I said, turn it up. She said, it's loud enough. No.
No.
They say, turn it up.
I would think they would want to turn it up to drown you out.
Isn't there a trophy when Brussels plays Calhoun? The two high schools in the county of Calhoun in southern Illinois.
Apple Crate.
Does that travel, or do you get a different crate every year?
Oh, it's the same one, I believe. I think they just put a new. I think they put a new plate on it, and that the winner holds it.
It's like the Borg Warner.
Yeah. Or the Oak Bucket between.
What's the Oak Bucket?
That's the one between Pleasant Hill and Calhoun football. Yeah.
Pleasant Hill being another tiny high school joining us to the north, correct?
Correct.
Now, did you play football in high school, Johnson?
Not well.
That wasn't my question.
Oh, yeah. A couple years.
How'd your team do?
They did pretty good.
They go to state? Did you win it? Did you win it all?
Year after I graduated, and the year after that, they won state.
I'm not sure what that says. Craig got a trophy for the cleanest uniform all season.
I played left out.
Did you? Okay, let's go around the horn on this one. Did you ever letter Alan Ringhausen?
Yes.
In high school, grade school, junior high?
High school.
You lettered in high school. For what?
Wrestling. I was a varsity wrestler, man.
Oh, wow. That's how you went into alligator wrestling. How about you, Johnson?
No.
You never lettered?
No. I had to work, man.
I thought everybody letters in Calhoun High School.
I don't know. I never played varsity. I started working.
How could you not have lettered? Do you know
Rick,
what my...
Rick. Back off. Letters are going to start.
Do you know that my son Alex lettered at Calhoun High School? He was the cameraman for the football squad. He like filmed their games so that they could have game tapes, and he lettered for that.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's the greatest thing on earth.
It is pretty great.
Would he walk down the hall like strutting like John Travolta when he shows up at the end of the Grease movie with his Letterman sweater?
Let's put it this way. How many of the Ringhausen brothers that you know, probably including the newest one up here, that has ever strutted down the high school like you're the man?
Not this one.
Nah, I guess you're right.
So if you're asking, did Alex do that? I'm guessing not. Probably Alex walking down the high school with his letterman sweater for having lettered and being the cameraman, all the guys who did letter for actually, you know, doing two-a-days and working out and everything, or probably would have mopped the floor with him if he'd walked down the hall strutting.
Do people still wear letterman jackets? I don't even know if they wore them when I was in high school.
Of course they did. Black and red, man.
I know what colors they were.
Tim Ringhausen would have done that. He's a Ringhausen. He would have. He lettered.
Tim Ringhausen also holds one of the track records at Calhoun High School.
That's what he blows about all the time.
Did you know that, Johnson? If you go up to Calhoun High School, you'll see Tim Ringhausen's name on the plaque for holding the school record because they eliminated the sport right after he graduated.
What was it?
track, some variety.
The triple jump, wasn't it?
I think so, and they took that sport out, so he will never be beaten, he says.
Huh.
Like Moose Klunk.
Yeah, but they're still vying for his record.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's, you know, totally different.
You told
there's
the story.
There's been almost 40 years of people trying to beat him. Nobody's trying to go after Tim's record because it's not an option.
Did you had told the story about Larry bragging about his record never being beaten already? I heard that. But did you tell him the story about him shooting baskets with a shot put?
I thought I told that. That was one of the
No, I don't think so.
Well, Larry was very good at
Larry Klunk, Larry Moose Klunk, used to be the drummer in our band.
And he, you know, like he set the school record, and you know, he was going around to all the track meets and but
shot put.
Right, but he had, for practicing in the winter, you know, the guys who run, you know, they do wind sprints in the gym and stuff like that, but for him to throw the shot put in practice, they make a soft shot. It's
an indoor shot.
Indoor shot. It's covered with, like, the same stuff as Stretch Armstrong.
No, they don't make him
anymore. Is it as heavy as a normal shot put?
It weighs exactly the same thing.
Okay.
16 pounds, right.
Yeah, but they made it so you could throw it indoors on like a gym floor without making any dents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so anyway, he used to carry it around in a sock. He had a big sock stretched out, and he'd go, just like carry it over his shoulder. He carried it everywhere he went. And back in high school, this is our senior year, right before school started, everybody would congregate in the gymnasium. You'd get dropped off the bus, and you hang out in the gymnasium until the bell rang. So, you know, there's probably a couple hundred kids hanging around the gymnasium, and somebody bet Larry they couldn't stand at the free throw line because he was talking about his precision with the shot put, and make a basket with the shot put. And I think the wager, you know, there's enough money. They came up with $20-some-odd for the bet. And finally, you know, time is running out. So Larry said, yeah, I'll take it. And so he stands at the free throw line. And everybody in the gym is got like gathered around in this spectator event. And Larry shot it and swished it. I mean, it was a perfect shot. But the soft material on the outside of the shot put hung up in the net, bent the rim down, and shattered the backboard. 200 kids instantly evacuated the gymnasium, and Larry Klunk stood there alone as the vice principal disciplinarian walked in. Klunk? My office. He got expelled for that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was just an accident.
It was just an accident.
That's what he told him.
Yeah, that's what he told him. It didn't work out. But I think the track coach got him reinstated in time for the track meet that weekend.
Unsuspended, so to speak.
I got kicked out of school for wearing a dress to school.
That was in junior high, wasn't it?
No, that was in high school.
No.
Yeah, and they'd bet him that he wouldn't wear a dress. But when he got on the bus that next morning after the bet, he was not only wearing a dress, he was wearing a wig and makeup.
You know, you can do that nowadays, and you wouldn't get arrested or kicked out of school at all.
Well, no, it's your you're right to do that, right?
I think.
Right. But at the time, they
didn't. It wasn't, you're right.
They didn't look upon it friendly, in a friendly way.
No, really not.
So he got kicked out of school for that.
Okay. Basketball. I'm going back to trophies right quick. Does anybody know the name of the trophy they give to the NBA champion team every year?
Naismith?
Who's the guy that invented basketball?
Naismith.
Mike Naismith.
Yeah. And he also wrote The Last Train to Clarksville.
That was Boyce and Hart. But it's nice that
I don't
that.
I don't think Boyce Voice and Heart wrote that one.
Last Train to Clarksville?
Yeah.
Who you think wrote it? It wasn't the guy that invented basketball.
I think Boyce and Hart only wrote like one or two songs for the Beatles. Not Beatles, for the Monkees.
Oh, you caught that before I had a chance to jump you.
Right.
Nobody knows the name of the NBA trophy. That's because nobody really cares about the NBA. Now, the NCAA, much bigger deal. But I don't know if they have a named trophy for winning the NCAA tournament, do they?
I'm sure they do.
Johnson, you're up.
I don't think so.
Aren't you supposed to know all these? I mean, aren't you supposed to be the sports ringer whenever they have a trivia day?
I am not supposed to be the sports ringer.
Song and dance man, right? I think your intro is going to be changed to Craig 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson.
You would have to change it every week in order to do that.
Sports ringer.
Wait a minute. You play trivia also, Craig?
Oh, he thinks he's the stuff.
I never said that.
How many times you been on a winning team?
A lot.
How many times you been on a winning team playing against a Ringhausen team?
Well, we haven't played against each other, but maybe one time.
How'd that work out?
I don't even remember.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, last time we played, we won.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I heard.
Hey, boys, as incredible as this sounds, this award-winning, trophy-winning podcast has come to its conclusion time.
Really?
No.
Yeah, for real. Like 30 minutes, man.
Is there a podcast award?
Johnson, are you playing video games while you're doing this?
No, I'm looking up the dang trophy you wanted to know about, the NCAA trophy, and I am not finding a name for it.
Okay. Okay, well, that will be something you can tell us next week.
All right.
And with that bit of happiness, see you later from Rick Gator.
Credo.
Alligator.
And we're out.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Dr. Ferd's Mail Enhancement. If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later! From Rick Gator, Craigadile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes! Like there are any.